No weapon formed against me. The word of God
Amen.
Is where we speak our words. We don't speak the language of the curse, which is I'm broke, I'm sick, I can't do it. You know, we speak the language of redemption. So I pray right now,
Amen.
Father,
thank you,
Father,
Jesus,
for every thank person you, in the sound of my voice, Father yes. God, that thank you would Jesus. Touch him right now. I pray warring angels to surround each and every one of your children right now. And Amen. I plead the blood to cover them and their loved ones in Jesus Christ's mighty name. And those that are lost out there, you know, prayer knows no distance. So this is going around the planet. Those that are lost out there, Lord, I call for their eyes, their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears to be unblocked by
Amen.
The demons
we agree.
That are blocking
we agree.
Those eyes and ears. Amen. To loose them so thank that you. They will get the truth of the gospel unto salvation. I pray that your loved ones all receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Lord and Savior. And through the station of WCNO, many, 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 we will only find out on the other side, many
Amen.
Will
Amen.
Come into the kingdom of God. Many lives will be changed. Many lives have been changed.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for the station, WCNO. Father, we
thank
pray
you,
that you continually bless her.
You
bless the station, WCNO,
you,
and stations like this around the world. You bless those in the work of the ministry, advancing
Jesus.
The kingdom of God.
Jesus.
Father God, so that the blessings pour upon the station.
Amen.
Financially, it comes upon the station. The airwaves are open. They will not be blocked. They'll
Amen.
Go out even further than they had expected.
Amen.
You will do supernatural things for a station preaching the truth to a world that is living in complete deception today. We pray. It's a beacon. It's a
thank
light.
You,
and it's going to shine even brighter and brighter on a daily basis. So release the blessing and activate healing into anybody that needs a healing today. Healing in the name of Jesus
thank
and by the stripes on his back. Receive your healing today. In Jesus,
Jesus
Christ's mighty name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Curry, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your ministry right here with us on WCNO. You've been a faithful part of our ministry for a number of years, and God certainly is using you. And we thank God for you and your church and your family. May the Lord bless you all and continue to use you in greater ways.
Thank you. God bless you, and God bless all the listeners of WCNO.
Thank you, brother. Love you.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye. All right. And that is Pastor Curry. And he has had a program with us a very long time. And I know a lot of you are blessed by that. And we just send out that blessing to all of his congregation and all who know him. And thank you very much, Pastor, for joining us this morning. Well, this is day two. It's Tuesday morning. If you're just waking up, it's right now 18 minutes after 7, and so we are jumping into our day. We have kind of been trying to decide exactly what we'll be doing here at the station in light of the rain and winds and other things that are possibly going to come upon our state. And so it's great to start the morning with a lot of faith, and we're going to keep our eyes on Jesus. You know, Peter, I think, has a lesson that we all could learn, that if we focus on the wind and the waves, we're not going to be standing very well in the midst of a storm. We really have to focus our eyes on Jesus. That does not mean that we are not good stewards and we do not make preparation, because every day I believe we need to put on the full armor of God, and along with that should come a little bit of common sense, and nothing wrong with making preparation. And so we're planning to be with you today here on air live, probably through about lunchtime, maybe 1 o'clock, and then we're going to let our staff go and take care of the things they need to take care of, and then we'll be coming back as soon as it's safe for us to be back at the station. So we put all this into the hands of the Lord, and we know that God's going to take care of you. God's going to take care of us, and this is kingdom work, and we have work to accomplish in the kingdom. And so this morning we're just going to make our requests known before the Lord, and we're going to start by letting you know where we are. Our 6-month operational budget is $225,000. That is a budget that is raised from our listening family. If you have been a part of WCNO for some period of time, you understand that we, like your local church, have all the same expenses. We have staff, we have facilities, we have all the utilities, power bills, and all of those things, water bills, all the things that any of you have in business or in your own home. And, of course, we do not come to you every day asking for money. We come two times a year, and that is definitely the plan. There have been some times when we may not have reached a budget and had to come back at another time. But we make our requests known to the Lord. The Lord is our provider, just as He is yours. And so we started yesterday morning, and we got off to a great start for our first day, and we're praising God that we are starting the morning with $10,538, having been raised so far. And we do have a long ways to go, but we have a big, big God and a big, big family. So if you will ask the Father what your part is and step in and join us today, make a phone call, let us know what's on your heart. We are going to have some matching funds to start the morning out, and so we will be letting you know about that, and we're just going to take your phone calls. So give us a call, let us know what the Lord is stirring your heart to give today. We have $214,462 yet to go. So if the Lord's putting on your heart to give 100, to give 50, to give 500, to give 5,000, or maybe 10,000, I don't know, there may be a $50,000 giver today, or maybe someone that even has more than that. The Lord knows how He's blessed you, and you know what the Lord's directing you to do. But if you're blessed by this ministry, why not consider right now becoming a partner with us financially and lifting the load? We're passing the hat or the basket. Mm. I guess there was a day when the hat was passed or the offering basket, but this is our time to come to you and say prayerfully, right now, become partners with us. So David's going to give you all those contact numbers. Phone lines are open right now. We are off and on our way into the morning. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, the number to call, the phone number, is 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. You can also, using that same phone, do a text gift. You can text WCNO to 24365. That's WCNO to 24365. You can go online to WCNO.com and donate from the homepage. Or, if you happen to be in the neighborhood, before we close for
that's
the
true
pre-storm
that's
closing, true, you can stop by 2960 Southwest Map Road here in beautiful downtown Palm City.
But that is Map Road.
Right, two P's.
Two P's on the map there.
Yeah.
So we haven't had any dollar dashers yet, have we, this prayer and cheer?
Course, not yet, but it's still started early in our schedule. Yeah.
And we haven't had any, baskets of fruit or, you know, things like that. Sometimes people think we're hungry over here, and mm-hmm. you know, the Lord's saying, feed them break your bread.
Well,
break
we did up. Have that pizza yesterday.
Oh, that's true, we did you're right. Keith brought in some pizza yesterday. That is true. Thank you, Karen.
I thought it was donuts again. Saw the bottom of the box as he was holding it up on the window.
Well, yeah, Keith has a way of spoiling us over here. With you know, Jim and Julie, they spoil us also, and we have friends that come around and spoil us, and so we thank you for all that spoiling. We don't want that to stop. We're certainly not complaining. Amen. Well, Bryant, who is in Jupiter, has sent in a check for $866, and that's going to start the morning with matching funds, $866. And we want to thank you, Bryant, for your faithful support of WCNO, very strong giver to our ministry, and we appreciate that a lot. And so we're just believing the Lord that we can get right up, get this matched up by 8 o'clock this morning. We are on the way to 8 o'clock. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We are going to play Joyce Meyer this morning, which is coming up in just a few moments. And we're going to play that, give you some time to get your fingers ready to start punching that phone. But there's time right now to call 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And, of course, our station is an emergency broadcast station, Tier 2, and so we will have updates. Any emergencies will be coming your way. And, of course, you can go on to your local TV and get a lot of local information as well. But it looks to me like the most recent that I'm seeing from NOAA is telling us that, let's see, what did we have? The winds had dropped some, maybe down to 155 maximum sustained winds. It's still a long ways off the coast of Florida, but it is shown to have an impact of some sort on the on a large portion of the state. And there will be a lot of rain with this. The West Coast is under a lot of warnings and watches and danger of floods and a bunch of things over there. And maybe even on the East Coast, I saw some flood warnings that came in last evening in St. Lucie County, Martin County, and I believe even down into Palm Beach County. You all are probably going to continue to get some rain down that way. So we need to watch this today. We'll do our best here to kind of keep you updated on what is taking place as we move along through the day. And of course, there's all kinds of different reporters that are out there, but we'll just be checking NOAA. Mm-hmm. I know, Dave, that's mm-hmm. where you are, and that's where I am mm-hmm. as well.
Yes.
And NOAA is kind of the National Hurricane Center. They're going to be having accurate information as much as we have. And so if you have shutters to put up or things of that nature, you know, on the East Coast, if they were in, you know, if the reports actually come to be as they're forecasting it, there might be a Category 1 storm here on the East Coast. It could still have that much punch as it came through. And I would just say prepare. If you have mm-hmm. the ability to prepare, do that. And it's always good to do what is in your power to do to take care of. We're going to put shutters up here at the station just because we have them, and it's good stewardship to use what we have. God's given it to us. So we will do that. If you have you know, impact resistant windows, that's a great thing. If you have water and some of the other basic necessities of food that you have perhaps purchased, that's great to have. If you have generators, keep in mind the generators have to be ran outside of a garage. You cannot have those inside in any way. It's very dangerous. A lot of people have lost their lives because of that. And so generators have to be ran outside. If you have a generator, keep that in mind and make sure that you use safety and how that is connected, and you're very careful with that, because the possibility is probably quite high because of the storm. You could lose power, and we've been without power, I think, 2-3 weeks in the past at our house, but that was okay. We survived, and God blessed us through the storm. We got acquainted with a bunch of our neighbors, and let's just pray for opportunities to be a blessing during this storm, and connect with your neighbors next door, get phone numbers, and maybe you'll meet some new people and find out how we can just pray one for another and encourage one another as we move along through this day. And of course, we're expecting today to be a day of preparation. Tomorrow morning, the weather will not be quite as nice as it is today, even though we're having rain today. So kind of use some wisdom in your scheduling, and that's why we're going to be going off live air today. The station will still be on air, but as far as the team, we're going to let our team go and take care of their personal things as they need to this afternoon. So we bless you in Jesus' name. We believe the Lord is Lord of the storm, and we know that that when he speaks peace, that we have peace, and we do have that peace. Number again is 772-221-1100, 772-221-1100. And again, we start the morning with a matching fund from Bryant down in Jupiter, Florida. $866 is going to be a matching funds challenge this morning, and we're wanting to see that matched up by 8 o'clock this morning. So we're going to need your call. I know you have things to do. Take just a moment. Give us a call. You also can go online to WCNO.com. Again, that phone number is 772-221-1100. And Karen, if someone did not have the time to grab a card or even the resources to make the donation, they could make a pledge.
Yes, they could. And you could just call us at 772-221-1100. Just let us know the amount that you'd like to pledge, and we'll go ahead and send you a letter with a return envelope. And when you're able, you can send that back.